like to call this meeting of the Taney County Commission this Thursday, October 31st, 2013, to order. First order of business is commission remarks. Gentlemen. Danny, did you want to announce the auction?
Oh, there is an auction this Saturday. County auction with it at the Kazee Mill shop. Starts at 9 o'clock. There's vehicles, dump trucks, and guns, and tools, and electronics, and a lot of other things for sale by the county. That's all I have to say about it.
Any other commission remarks?
I did have one that I wanted to talk about, a situation that took place this past week involving a farmer in our local area and this SB 9 bill that was passed. I find myself angry at the thought that we have three farmers that are going to be affected by keeping their own cattle in when someone sits in the Senate and the House of Representatives and decides to pass a bill to pass the burden upon the citizens of the state of Missouri. Those farmers, in this one incident, two trucks run through approximately seven fences across the farmer's property, run through one fence three times, got away. So I dare to say that the cattle that these individuals have to keep fenced in to avoid punishment by the ridiculous SB 40 law or SB 9 law, they'll do more work and spend more time on this than the House of Representatives and the Senate did when they passed the stinking thing.
Let me ask you a question while you're making a remark about that. So if somebody tears your fences down, your cattle get out, and you don't get them all back in, then you as a farmer are guilty of trespassing.
You have you can be fined up to $1,000 and spend a year in jail. The thought process behind this entire thing is ridiculous. I know one of the boys that works for the county was affected. He has to take off his work and livelihood. Not only does he have to make sure that he gets the fence properly fixed back, he has to take off work to get it done. And this all takes place in a 24-hour period of time. So I just thought I'd bring that up to all those that might be listening online here to know that these things can happen. And I hate to see the honest citizen punished for something that and the people that got away with this not get any punishment or any fines.
More remarks? Court orders. Donna, would you and Chuck like to join us?
Good morning.
Good morning. Looking great.
Received this by email. We did have a few additions that had to be put on here. There was
But before you start,
sure.
I have what I went through that I received the other day. And then I received an email sometime last night, which I didn't get till this morning. Can we look at what it was that the commissioners have already been through?
I don't have it separated out.
Want to put it off, or what are your gentlemen's thoughts on this?
This is the tax bills are going out, as you can imagine, and we're trying to get things.
I can understand. And there's nothing to stop the tax bills from going out, is there?
No, but some of these need to be pulled before they go out and get corrected. That's the problem.
Tax bills haven't already gone out?
I think most of them have already gone out, but some of them have been held pending this meeting. In fact, I believe I have them all attached here.
Okay, so if we don't approve them, they're still going to be held.
I would think so, but I'm not sure why we would delay.
You want to break out for me what the additions are to the original list, Donna, that we've already been through, rather than the changes that came after closing time last night?
I don't have a separate list, Rob.
Okay.
My guess is going to be...
Let's go through them all, then.
Tri-Lakes Petroleum, down at the bottom. I know that one was an addition. Those three at the very bottom. That's the only ones I know of that were added late. And based on those numbers, those abatement numbers, I would say those are the ones that were added late.
Take a look for me, if you will, for example, at, this would be on your new list, abatement number 201-40480, would be about the seventh down, I guess.
One's already been completed in the system. It's an increase due to occupancy.
Okay. It shows the beginning residential value of 730.
Mm-hmm.
It shows an ending value of zero. How could there be a tax on it if there's no value?
That's a good question. If you look at number, the very first one, 201-40457.
Yes.
I think that's where you'll see the increase. We took it to zero and then added it back on at residential 24640.
Okay, so we have the very first number is increasing. Now occupied. And then we have the seventh again, which takes it back to zero.
We have to take it to zero to do a change.
Really?
Mm-hmm. But as the numbers fall, let me ask you this, and I don't know. total process. Shouldn't that, as we look at it, to make it easier for us to understand it, like as we scan these down through and look at them, shouldn't it be took to zero first and then the, like, shouldn't the numbers read that way or not? I mean,
I think they're doing all of them with that one.
That's what I meant. I just didn't know what it was. Thought it was.
I would have to guess that maybe they wrote the first abatement, didn't realize that they had skipped the step of pushing it to zero, and then by the time that Christy got it, she realized that it needed to go, the first one needed to go to zero. That happens sometimes when they get interrupted in the middle of their work.
Okay, so this first is, this is real estate?
Yes.
This first sheet we're looking at?
Yes. I'm going to have to get better glasses because I can barely read this sheet myself. Did you have something else, Brandon?
No, I have a point out an individual's name that's unrelated to, so I'm going to abstain.
Okay.
On that particular one.
On that particular one.
No.
Please let the record note that in any votes that are taken regarding these properties, Brandon will be abstaining on property abatement number 201-40529 and 201-40532.
Just, Brandon, for your information, you're not required to abstain?
I know that.
Okay. Because we had that come up with another situation. Let's clarify that in your position as commissioner, you're not required to abstain on something like that.
Donna, would it be possible for us to receive these in the future on Thursdays? We'll set up a study for these court orders for approval on Monday to give us time to go through them.
We can. They are getting the closer it gets to the end of the year that we have more to do, and because we're getting more people who are bringing in their issues that need to be dealt with. So if we can be on the agenda each Thursday and Monday, that would be fine.
Let's just see if we can schedule that we will hear them so we can look at them, ask questions, or take the time of the next day and the time that the individuals will give so that we can then vote to approve them and with any other questions on Monday. If that's okay, we'll, okay. I know it's a touchy time of the year. I know how that works. We want to accommodate you. We also want to have the time to go through these. And thank you. And where there's a special case, we will acknowledge that.
I know the collector was pretty urgent on these bottom three getting done. I'm not sure the issue. It had something to do with a DNR issue as well. And it is a county that caused the problem.
What does, I mean, I've not seen this on there yet, but crisscrossed names, what's that mean?
Well, when they were originally doing the splits, they got the wrong names on the wrong parcels, and then the wrong values on the wrong parcels. And there's a case with DNR that's involved in it, and the result is my understanding of the errors that we made here at the county. So we're
okay, these three, those three parcels and the names are, there's two people involved, and they've got the wrong parcel with the wrong name on it. Is that what you're saying?
Well, that's, I don't know, it's both. It's name and values. since both was wrong. I don't know the details on it, Danny, I'm sorry.
I'm not asking, I just didn't know the terminology, how it...
Can we list this sheet as Exhibit A with today's date?
If I may, Danny, on that one we're talking about, they showed it to me, and when they did the split, they got the names, I guess when they say crisscross, they got the names on the wrong when they split it. It was a gas station and an oil company. And they got the gas station and the oil company, the names reversed when they split it. It was all one parcel with the split. Instead of getting the names right on the split, they were crossed. I think that's where you're getting it, crisscross. Issue about tanks, fuel tanks, and that's where the DNR came in.
Oh.
And I guess the DNR not happy about something with the tanks. And since they had the name wrong, that responsibility is going to the wrong person.
Right.
Oh, I see.
And they didn't want that DNR responsibility, so that's how it was found.
Any other questions regarding Exhibit A? Is there a motion? What's your second sheet, Donna?
That's personal property, and all but the one on the top has been completed.
Now we're looking at this sheet. Is that correct?
Yes.
What do you mean all but one on top are completed?
These are personal property that we've already done the tax book, and then we bring them to you just like we do add-ons to be approved.
Can we label this as Exhibit B?
Motion for approval of Exhibit B.
With today's date?
With today's date.
Second.
Motion's been made and seconded to approve Exhibit B with today's date as presented. Discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed nay. Motion carries. Your next list, Donna. Now, all of these say pending. That's just because they're in front of us. Is that what?
Well, these are, we haven't done them yet. They're fourth year tax sales. Oh. These are being presented by the collector.
Does the commission approve fourth year tax sales, or does the collector just move forward with the selling of those? That's my question.
She asked us to bring them to you. So.
To?
The commission.
She's what?
These have been sold.
I believe these eight have been sold is what we were told this morning.
Yeah.
So really, this is just for our information?
Well, at least I think we need to enter them into the minutes.
Well, let's list this as Exhibit C. Today's date. The request from the collector through the county clerk is these be entered into the record as properties that the collector has sold at fourth sale, correct?
Fourth year sale.
Is there a motion to accept the list as presented by?
Move to accept the list as presented.
Second.
Motion has been made and seconded to accept the list as accepted, known as Exhibit C, with today's date. Discussion?
It hadn't been, and I'm not sure exactly when the date was, but it hadn't been very long ago that there was a discussion about fourth year tax sale, and I thought, didn't think we had anything to do with that. But
we don't. We're just accepting it to put it into the record.
We're actually doing the work for the collector's office, and I like to have a record of every adjustment that is done in my office.
Could you tell me about the last two properties and what those sold for, since there's nothing that's listed?
I would say that's no tax dollars then. I know that the publication and all of the fees have to be paid first, and then what's left go to taxes. I'm sorry, I'm not sure why it's not there. Would you like me to ask the collector to come in?
No, I would just, probably for the list that you're maintaining and for our record, if we could get whatever that is. If it's nothing, then we'll just put nothing. It's all we're doing is making a matter of record. All in favor of the motion, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion carries. Gentlemen, I want to take us back to Exhibit A. Are we not going to have a motion for approval of the real estate abatements as presented? And if not, we'll move on. But are there questions, guys?
On the, if it has to go to zero before it can turn around, and so on the very last one, why didn't that one go to zero before it was changed?
Sorry, which one did you say, Brandon?
The last one. 20140580. If all of the other ones go to zero before it's changed, then why does that one not?
I can't answer that. I don't write these abatements. We just process them.
First look, Brandon, the two top ones add up to the bottom, and possibly I'll have my calculator or my pencil.
No, it's different property numbers. The first one's taking it residential to zero, and commercial down to zero, and the second one's putting residential back on at the same amount.
And putting that one back up.
But putting the commercial at a higher value.
It doesn't go to zero first, it goes straight from there to there. But every single other one, according to them, because the program or whatever they said says it has to go zero first. On that one, it doesn't.
Brandon, I would be ready to make a motion to
it's a decrease, so maybe that's the reason why. I'm not sure why. I'll have to ask the person who wrote the abatement.
I'll visit with
20140.
I would be willing to make a motion for all those except those last three until we get those questions answered.
Last three? Okay. So is that a motion?
Yes.
There is a motion to approve Exhibit A with today's date, with the exception of abatement numbers 20140578, 79, and 80. Is there a second?
Second.
Is there any discussion?
Can I throw in something, Ron?
Yes, sir.
Can I ask you to table it and see if I can get those answers for you and come back after you've done other business, or? We can do it Monday, I guess. It's not, that would work as well. I'm just thinking of getting it. I don't know if there's an urgency there or what the situation is, but
Chuck, I'm open. The motion will not exclude us from coming back and making a second motion on those three.
Okay. That's what
and, I'm asking. And I'm certainly open to that.
Right, I am too. Yeah. Just as soon as we
I'd just be curious as to why.
Good question.
Yeah,
it doesn't add up like I thought, so.
Right.
All in motion, all in favor of the motion, say aye.
That includes those two that you wanted held in.
Well, yeah, we've already noted that I'm abstaining from voting
yes.
on those two.
Aye.
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 And you already have the note that on the two he is abstaining from them in particular, correct? If not, I'll point those out to you.
Yes, I have made that note.
Thank you. And Chuck, we're getting ready to go into executive session. So I would ask that we continue this following exec. If you have an answer, if not, we'll just reschedule it for Monday. Is that all right, sir?
Great. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Donna.
Will there be others Monday, too?
I don't have anything in this time.
Okay.
But it's possible.
Yeah.
Right.
All right.
Something tomorrow.
All right.
Gentlemen, we are scheduled to go into executive session on two issues, contracts, and our audit exit. Is there a motion?
Move to go into executive session for section 610.021, subsection 12 and 17.
Second.
Motion has been made and seconded to go into executive session pursuant to 610.021, subsections 12 and 17. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
Danny aye.
Brandon aye.
Ron aye. All opposed nay. Motion carries. Very quickly, and then we'll turn to the young lady. We have contracts that are in.